through into the tank and up to declare that they have become followers of Jesus. And we thought it would be really good just to give a little explanation of why we do it in this way. So I want to read a couple of very short passages. One's in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. Which says, one day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy. Jesus was baptized. And if we move over to Matthew 28, and this was Jesus after he'd risen from the cross and the dead, and he was talking to his disciples. Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So we believe, because Jesus was baptized and because he called his disciples to go into the nations and to baptize, that's why we do it, you know, this way. And we know that it was total in and out. And I just want to focus in on two of those things that were in those verses. When Jesus came up, God said, this is my Son, and I am well pleased. And I feel God saying that to you too today, Mandy. This is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. And Joe, God says, this is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. And it's amazing that God said that before Jesus ever went to the cross or did all of his miracles or anything. It was purely taking pleasure in his Son as he was baptized. And we join with Mandy and Joe today to join in that celebration. We believe in adult baptism because the person makes the choice. Jesus said, come follow me. People had to choose whether they followed him. And we would say it's the same for baptism. You need to make a choice. When you get baptized, it represents a few different things. First of all, you are being forgiven, cleansed, clean. And that's why you go into the water. Your old life has gone, and behold, you have a new life following after Jesus. And you believe in Jesus as God's Son. A new birth, a new beginning, a new life of walking with Jesus through your life. So be sure of this, Joe and Mandy. Jesus is with you always. You are dearly loved, daughter Jo, daughter Mandy, and you bring God great joy. Never forget.
Okay.
Good.
Want to pray?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do.
Okay. Lord, I want to thank you that Jo and Mandy have made this decision, declaration, that they are daughters of yours, that they've said yes. When you said to them, will you follow me? They've said yes. And what's happening today is a demonstration of that choice. Lord, thank you that their old lives have gone. And Lord, that you give them new beginnings. And a new beginning where they're never alone. A new beginning where you are with them, beside them, through the rest of their life. And Lord, I just pray that they would know and feel the joy of your love as they go through the waters today, Lord, and get baptized. Thank you, Lord, that we can witness, we can see that confession of them following after you, and we stand in joy and celebration with them, Lord. Amen.
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 Yeah, so we're going to have the girls are going to come up and explain something of their story.
Oh,
are
yes,
you going
that's
to
right,
yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Time.
Right, Jo. Right, okay. I'm going to ask Jo two very basic questions, okay? So, first of all, Jo, because we do have some new people here today, why are you in Durham?
I'm in Durham to study. I'm doing my master's from Durham University in social work.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
And we're really pleased you are.
Thank you.
So what has made you decide today to go into that cold tank?
Cold tank?
Get baptized.
Well, since childhood I wanted to do it, but it was like, the right time never came up, I think so.
Mm.
After coming to Durham, and after meeting Jeremy, and after being here for some time, I felt God loves me and I want to be with him. So that's it.
I'm going to ask you one more.
Oh.
How did you meet Jeremy?
It was my first, oh my God, this is a story. It was my first day in my placement in changing lives. So Jeremy was there, he came for some training for the people now, for the clients there. So I met him, it was on the first day, and then so I was introduced to Jeremy. So nobody came in, and I landed up talking to him and his friend. So that's how like we came to know each other, but it was like, why Jeremy there in my placement? So it was like, maybe God.
Yeah.
Because I could be a part of this family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And the friend was actually Ben's dad.
Mm-hmm. It was. Yes.
Oh,
my two
like
was.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
The friend who was like Mandy.
Okay.
So, we've had the joy of getting to know Mandy a little bit, although she hasn't been around for quite some time. There's one or two attractions in Spain that have taken up her time. But Mandy was around one Tuesday at the earlier in the year, and we heard her wonderful, some of us heard her wonderful story of how she became a Christian. And I want her to be able to tell you all, because it's just, it's fabulous, it's really exciting. So she's just going to tell you a bit of her story, yeah?
Yeah, so it happened last year in January. I was on a plane from Beijing to the southern part of China. And so the lady who sat next to me, she is Christian, it's a Chinese lady. But I didn't know that, so she began to talk to me, and that's the thing I found about Christian, that they're very initiative. So she, like, because it's not very usual in China to just talk to strangers, and so she began to talk to me, and she asked me if I have any religions, and I said no, and she told me all about Christianity. I was very curious about it, so I asked her lots of questions. We kind of had a discussion of 2 hours. Yeah, so, but after I got off the plane, I didn't really believe any of the things that she said, but I just thought, oh, it was very interesting. Christianity is very interesting. They have many interesting thoughts. And so I continued my journey and forgot all about that. But it's very interesting that I feel like when I look back now, I feel like the Holy Spirit was doing its work, because ever since then, I was thinking about, oh, what's the meaning of life and what's all of this is about. And and I constantly think about the thing that she told me about, but I didn't really know who to talk to, because we don't have many Christians in China, and it's just not a thing in our culture. But luckily I have a Christian friend, and she also lives in Beijing. And so 2 months later, I asked her that I want to know more about Christianity. And although I don't believe in God right now, can I pray to him? Can I just talk to him and to ask him, like, what's this about? And she said, yes, I think, of course, you can pray to God even if you don't believe in him. So she is a wonderful friend. She taught me how to read the Bible and how to pray. I prayed with her. And ever since then, I felt something different happening in my heart. I don't really know how to explain that, but maybe it's I felt like my heart is becoming softer, so I read the Bible with her for quite a while, and I began to know how wonderful Jesus and God are. I also went to some worships with her, and I hear many good stories, and I began to feel that my life actually changed, and I began to feel like I'm not afraid of this world anymore, and I don't need to react to many things because Jesus has given me strength in my heart, and I have become more and more peaceful. I think that's all because I feel I have a place to go. My parents don't really understand why I began to believe in Christianity, but they did say that you have become a better person after you believe in Christianity. I wanted to do the baptism to follow Jesus since last year, but for some reasons, like, it's just like I didn't get the chance to. So I'm very, and I think it's all in God's plan that I met the wonderful people here. I met Michelle, Jeremy, Hilton, and Sue through my friend Lily, mm-hmm. because they're her mentor in Durham. I was in Christ Church before, but after I came here, I feel the home feeling here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I made my choice to follow Jesus today.
Great.
Okay, so should we need to take a few minutes to get ready.